Give us back our DDT. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that actually left it to Beaver. He knows that fossil fuels have nothing to do with fossils. Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I can say it faster, but I shouldn't. You won't know where you are. We are here to help you enter the world of Medicare and learn to enjoy its delights. It's many, many we have delighted people here, but there are wonderful things about Medicare, mostly a better, more comprehensive protection against medical bills than you have been able to get at a reasonable price up until now. And so if the politicians don't screw it up, that's going to be true way into the future. And I am your Medicare expert, Doug Jones, as you heard my Canadian nephew say. He is our announcer, has been ever since we began this podcast, those many, many months ago, almost a year now. And hopefully he'll continue to be. Drew McMillan has a TV show of his own in Canada. It is called Powerboat TV, and it can be viewed by us Yanks on the website powerboattv.com. He took over as one of the two hosts last year, and I think they're doing their 2021 season of episodes starting in January. Either that or they're starting to record them in January. I don't know which, but Drew tells me that there's something happening in January. So going to the website, powerboattv.com, will allow you to find out more than I know about my own damn nephew. You'd think I would be a better uncle than that, wouldn't you? Now, normally at this time, I would ask Randy to play our 30-second spot. However, I should be asking him to take out that little part in the 30-second spot that gives the old year, the year 2020, during the course of the Rolling Stones playing their instrumental, which is called 2120. The Rolling Stones are playing 2120 South Michigan Avenue, and our new book is the 2021 version of Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. So we have been playing the spot with the year 2020 in it. And so one day I'm going to ask my excellent broadcast engineer to see if he can't just slice out the year and cram the two halves together so that the song doesn't have my voice telling everybody about the 2020 version of the book, since we are now selling the 2021 version of the book. And to get that book, what you should do is go to Amazon.com and search for Medicare for the Lazy Man. And the 2021, the most current version of the book, is now on sale. And you can tell it because it's got a red 2021 on the cover. Otherwise, it looks the same as last year's, which had a blue 2020 on the cover. Now, the paperback is up. Randy is working feverishly on the ebook, which we hope to have available for sale. And I have recorded the audio book, which will go on sale after Randy finishes with the ebook. So hopefully we'll get everything. Oh, and then Barnes & Noble one of these days too. So that will be our full range of books for sale. And we'll get that done if the timing goes as it has in past years. We'll be done about the summer solstice or somewhere along in there. But anyway, Randy, the guy who does all the work, is sitting right on the other side of the screen from me. Randy, how are you today?
I'm good. Speaking of solstice, We just passed the winter.
We did. Solstice. Yesterday was the shortest day of the year.
Yes, it was. And the other thing that was very notable last night at about 45 minutes after sunset was the convergence of two planets.
Let me guess, Pluto and Uranus. I just like to say Uranus.
No, you're wrong.
Darn it.
It was the convergence of Saturn.
Okay.
And Jupiter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did hear somebody talking about that.
And those
are big ones.
Yes, and they aligned perfectly last night and formed what is known as, if you're not an astronomer, as the Christmas star.
Oh, okay. Is that what they think led the three wise men to Jerusalem?
Yes.
Nazareth or wherever they went.
Yeah, some people speculate on that, but yes. And just so you know, it hasn't happened. They do partially align, you know, every 19 years.
Uh-huh.
This perfect alignment hasn't happened since something like 1266.
Wow. Well, I did hear a guy talking about it on Newt Gingrich's podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts, usually Medicare related, but not always. And there was a guy who speculated that might have been what guided the wise men in their search for the Messiah. My question would be, how did they know there was going to be a Messiah when they got to the end of the search?
That I don't know, because I'm not a biblical sort of an expert, but I think there was some angel that gave them that information.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, the angels that give me information are known as waitresses at bars, and they they have a lot of fun facts to share.
But I stood out there very, very, you know, still and, you know, reverent and waiting.
What time was this again?
It started its convergence at 45 minutes after sunset. So about 10 minutes after 6 Arizona time last night, because sunset was 5:30. But it was really cool. I've got to tell you, it was really cool. At the point that it started converging, at least in Arizona, there was very few other stars that you could really see. Mm-hmm. And this one in the southwest just stuck out like a freaking sore thumb. I mean, you couldn't miss it. You could not miss it.
You know, we had company from the frozen Northland. I think it was last year, maybe a year ago. And it was a kind of a chilly evening. So we lit our fire pit and we were sitting outside. And somebody in the foursome looked up and said, and my wife will take credit for it. So she looked up in the sky and there was a big white triangle. And it was slowly moving across the sky, and people were going, oh, my God, what is that? And so what happened was I had to come inside and Google it to find out what it was. It was a SpaceX rocket that had taken off from California, headed across the United States from west to east, and then it was on its second orbit that it was ordered to fire its rockets again, so that the employees in California could look up in the sky and see the result of their labors. And they left that ignition on all the way across Arizona. So we were fortunate enough to be able to see it too. But there was no pre-warning. There was no notification in any sort of news source that I should expect that to happen. It was interesting and it was scary until I did the research to find out what it was. You'd think they would tell you about that.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell anybody about Orson Welles either. So, you know.
Nope. Or Orson from Mork and Mindy, or, you know, whatever.
That's right.
He was from Nanu. That's Nanu. Right.
Nanu, so. Nanu. Yeah. But yeah, so. It was cool. I have to admit it was cool. But,
Well, 19 years from now, would you remind me to go out and take a look?
Let's see. How old will I be 19 years from now? Let's see. 19 years older.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, that'll be the perfect time for you to remind me to go out and look at the confluence or the convergence.
The confluence, there's a particular name for it. There's something convergence that, you know, astronomers call it. But
well, I don't want to get anywhere near that term they use in Sedona. You know, that's a whole different stupid made up. Crappy.
Well, that's a whole different deal in Sedona. Yeah.
Refer to that.
They don't live in the same universe as we do.
They do not. And they're happy about it. Well, guess what we're going to do today, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to dip into the Medicare for the Lazy Man mailbag. You can join the party if you want to send your comments, love notes, or criticisms to either of us, do it to this email address, dbj@mlmmailbag.com. And if you send, you know, what I often see is a lot of invective-filled, critical anger, dripping with hatred and vitriol, what we do is we just clean it up and pretend that you wrote something very complimentary and pithy. So one way or the other, your message is going to wind up in dbj@mlmmailbag.com. So don't be shy about writing us a question. So first one came in on September 11th, and it is many pages long. I corresponded with this person for quite some time. So on Friday, September 11th, this person named Mike asked me, "First, I want to say I purchased your book and loved it." And he used not one, but two exclamation points at the end of that sentence. He really loved that book. He said it was money well spent. "I left a 5-star rating on Amazon this morning, along with some great comments." Ah, God bless you, sir. He also says, "I have been listening to you and Randy in the podcast. Tell Steve to step aside. Mike is here." So step off, Steve. Steve is one of our best correspondents. He asks pithy questions all the time. But we are now in the hands of Mike. So he says, "I'll be filing for Medicare next year, and I'm trying to determine if I should opt for the high deductible plan G or not. I have to visit the allergist monthly to get 2 injections. My employer, retiree medical insurance, which ends next year when I turn 65, is with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and the prescription drugs are through Express Scripts. My EOB from BCBS," yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to learn all these acronyms. "My EOB, my explanation of benefits from Blue Cross Blue Shield, lists the following breakdown for each monthly office visit. Office visit is $125. Therapeutic injection, $3,600. Drug administration, $150. I've been trying to determine if this would fall under Part D or Part G when I go on Medicare." I don't think he means Part G. He's been trying to figure out if it'd fall under the drug plan Part D or Part B as in boy of Medicare. And I'm guessing it would fall under Part B of Medicare. But I don't have the authority to bind that statement as truth. That's just my speculation, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Mike said, "I just read an article from a leading consumer magazine that I received yesterday, and there was an editorial comment I found of interest, and I thought you would also find it interesting living out there in the dry heat." And it is a dry heat, as we're instructed to say when we live in Arizona. So he said, "I have 4 questions. 1, are injections considered a prescription drug that falls under Part D?" And my answer to that, well, my answers will come up. 2, about where is the cost breaking point between choosing a high deductible or a Cadillac plan? 3, what are my options if an insurer drops my injectable drug in the middle of the year? Part D or Part G? But I think he means Part B. 4, when will the South Carolina go green on your map? Well, let's see. I said, thanks very much for that. Great. Oh, I have to go to the beginning of my answer, which is almost as long as his questions. I said, "Hi, Mike. Thank God for medical science, huh? Imagine how miserable we would feel without some sort of treatment for conditions that, like, you are burdened with. I hope the injections are effective and allow you to avoid any suffering. Based on the fact that your injections are administered in the doctor's office, I suspect that they would be treated as a Medicare Part B, as in boy, expense. Your doctor or his staff should be able to tell you how this would be billed if you had Medicare and a supplement. You should ask the next time that you have an opportunity. If it will be billed to your Part B coverage, as I suspect, it will be paid at 80% after the annual deductible, which will be $203 in 2021. That leaves your supplement to pick up the balance of the charges. Plan G will pay everything that is Medicare approved except for that annual deductible of $203. That makes it a no-brainer choice for the best supplement for your situation. Under these circumstances, your out-of-pocket expenses would total about $203 for the year, plus the monthly premium of Part B, which is $148 and change for 2021. And that's for most people. Successful people are penalized on top of that monthly charge. Let's see, and whatever the premium for your Plan G and your drug plan would be. In one way, you are luckier than some. You can see into the future of your medical expenses, and your decision involves no uncertainty. Others have to roll the dice and hope for the best. Since you mentioned the potential of trouble with Part D coverage, I did some research, and I suggest you might review an entry from Medicare.gov. And then I sent him a very lengthy link from the government website that he can peruse at his leisure. I said, I have a friend who has carried a similar appeal forward to the last step with partial success and has not even thought about hiring a lawyer. I think Mike said he was reluctant to hire a lawyer if it ever came down to having to file an appeal. So as to your questions, one, I don't think so, but ask your doctor. Now I'd have to go back to see what the question was. I think the question was, are the drugs in his doctor's office paid under the drug plan? And I said, no, I don't think they are. And then his next question, normally the break even would be about $11,700, but you are way above that. The decision between buying a high deductible or high value plan involves trying to decide whether you're likely to have Medicare or medical expenses covered by Medicare in the neighborhood approaching $12,000. If you have medical expenses of fewer than like $11,000, then you're money ahead with a Medicare supplement plan that's a high deductible or high value plan. If you're going to have big time medical expenses like $11,000 or more, then you might as well go ahead and pay the higher monthly premium for a full-blown Plan G, because you're going to save money in the long run. You'll save a lot of money if you can get the high deductible plan, but then you've got to kick in some money for coinsurance, that 20% coinsurance. So if people say, yeah, I'm going to have big time medical expenses every year, I say, don't even mess with a high value or high deductible plan. The savings won't be worth it. You'll be turning around paying those savings right back in the form of cost sharing. So that's what his question number two was talking about. Question number three, I said, if your injectables will be paid by Part B, your Part D drug plan selection will become a much simpler process, and I will be happy to help with all of this stuff when the time is right. And number four, South Carolina turning green. Most other states, all those states are green. The whole map is green. If it's not green, pretend it's green, and it will be green soon enough. That means you can, if you want, contact me by going to the map, clicking on your state, filling out a real short questionnaire, asking me some questions in the comment section, and then there's a magical way that that questionnaire will come straight to me without any prying eyes being able to see. Is that Randy? Is that right, Randy? It'll be totally secure.
That is true. Absolutely.
Oh, I like that. And then we're going to have a longer questionnaire with more detail and more personal information that should remain secure. And I'm hoping that someday we'll get that thing finished so that when people say, I don't want my details out there floating around on the internet, I can give them a secure way to do it, to send it to me. Are we headed in that direction too?
Absolutely.
Okay. So anyway, then he said, per your recommendations, when I went to the doctor's office yesterday, I asked them about the injections I get every month. And they said, when I go on Medicare next year, the injections would be covered on my Medicare Part D, and my portion each month would be about $435. Can you tell me what supplements I need to look at? I have to have this brand of medicine I've been getting for the past 8 years. I'm trying to do my homework before I start Medicare a year from now. It's looking scary right now. Thanks for taking the time to provide any information. And I said, I will be happy to delve into this in great detail, but my afternoon is completely booked. The Part D selection process involves using the government website to compare the total cost of all available plans in your area. Many of those plans change elements like drug formulary and premium costs from one year to the next, and those changes are not announced until October 1st at the earliest. When I begin the research, I will want to know, and I was doing all this in September, so we didn't have up-to-date 2020 facts when I was corresponding with Mike last year. So September of 2020. So we didn't have the 2021 factual information. So I said, when I begin the research, I will want to know the full name of each drug, blah, blah, blah. This is often a process best performed by the individual in question by following the steps in Chapter 9 of my 2020 book, which are now in Chapter 11 of the 2021 book. If you already have a Medicare identifier, a Medicare number, you can start an account on the Plan Finder so that you can play around with the results without having to repeat the process of entering your drugs and related detail. I will be happy to spend some time helping you with this process, plus showing you the Medicare supplement plans I recommend most often. Looking forward to our next exchange. Okay, so then Mike gave me his list of drugs, fairly lengthy list, probably more so than average. And then he said, thanks for your quick response. As I mentioned, I have a year to make a decision, so please don't feel like you need to respond quickly. I'm trying to do my homework in advance to understand what my costs would be and what the impact would be going forward so I can plan accordingly and minimize any surprises. I read your book and did what you suggested in Chapter 9, but skipped past the part in obtaining a Medicare identification number. From what I gather from all the plans and numbers, my coverage on the cheapest plan is going to cost me over $500 a month, which is scary. Please keep in mind that the drug I take is the drug that's causing the cost to be so high in all the plans, from what I gather. I'm hoping that I'm confused or missing something. I prefer to get my prescriptions by mail every 3 months, as I have been doing except for the one really expensive drug. Here is a list of drugs. Okay. So I then said, Mike, when I'm able to do the search, I will need to know what your address and zip code, date of birth, and smoking status are. One suggestion I want to share when I'm thinking of it, drug companies often have a mechanism set up to provide their products either at a cheap discount or even under free under certain circumstances. If you search the website of the manufacturer, you might find the address to use for applying for this benefit, which is not always limited to those who are needy. I have a friend who is operating under a drug company giveaway like this, which I assume is a goodwill gesture. And Mike said, Doug, my address is such and such in South Carolina, non-smoker. I've been receiving the injections for disease that he's got for over 8 years. This is the only medication that has proven to be effective. I've been receiving assistance from the drug manufacturer. And since I started receiving the injections, they've covered the portion that the insurance company doesn't pay, plus the cost of getting the injection for a $5 copay. This assistance stops once you go on Medicare. Oh boy, he's just full of bad news. He says, thanks for the time. Okay. So I said, Mike, I was reminded of these two sites. There are two sites that often help people find whether their drugs are available at a discount or whether they might qualify for a discount program from the manufacturers. The one is www.pparx.org. The other is benefitscheckup.org. That's benefits, plural, checkup.org. And the first one I mentioned was pparx.org. So sorry to waste your time if these two sites aren't helpful, but I thought it best to allow you to decide that for yourself. And Mike said, Doug, I checked the one website and they listed three options for assistance. Two of them were for the assistance program he's already been getting, which ends when he gets Medicare. He also checked the other website, and that site said there was no assistance for this drug for this gentleman. So he said, I don't have much hope for third-party assistance, but it sure doesn't hurt to look. I had asked my doctor, and he said he did not know of any organization offering assistance except for the manufacturer again, which will only help until Medicare kicks in. If you run across any other organizations that might help, please let me know, and I will be more than happy to check them out. Thanks again for the time and your willingness to help in this matter. It's greatly appreciated. At this point, I've got like an inch and a half of correspondence with Mike. So my next contribution to the exchange was, anyway, I don't have the date on this, but I said, here are the results I got from following the steps in Chapter 9 of my book on the Government Plan Finder website. Actually, what I printed out were the details of the cheapest and the third cheapest plans, because I'm contracted with those two plans. That was WellCare and Mutual of Omaha's drug plan. It makes my job a lot less frustrating. Normally, I use this site as a measure of relative cost advantage for the following year so that I can advise someone which of the typically 30 or so plans would be least expensive. That calculation is usually made in November or December, so it generally covers the time period January 1st of the following year to December 31st of the following year. The two plan detail reports attached to this message were generated on September 30th and likely, only as far as I can tell, are accurate for the balance of 2020. Contact info for the plans is provided in case you want to talk to them about these results. I would suggest that one of us perform the plan selection process again in December of 2020 to obtain the estimate for the full year of 2021. I have not figured out a way to force this tool to start and end on any particular dates. Next message, I will give you the Medicare supplement rates from a few companies that offer their products at competitive rates in South Carolina. If you have a moment, you might tell me what county you reside in. The PDP plans, the prescription drug plans, show two possibilities. I want to be as accurate as possible with the supplements. And that was all I have for my exchange with Mike. If it went on, I don't know where it ended up, but that was an in-depth discussion of how best to help him minimize his special Medicare drug plan costs going into Medicare in September of 2021. So did I burn up the whole episode?
Yep. Oh, pretty much.
Yeah, that was a yes-eating grin if I've ever seen one. Yep.
We have definitely arrived at the low fuel point.
Well, Mike did say, step off, Steve. I'm taking over. So he did take over whole episode.
That's right.
And in a nutshell, I don't think I was successful in getting him his very expensive drug to find a discounted source for it. So
that must be one heck of a drug.
Yeah, I think he's got some allergies. And
I hate those when that happens.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Mike. I hope I hear from him again when he turns 65 or before he does. If he gives me a couple of months before September when he turns 65, then I will be doing all of that all over again just to see if things have changed.
And maybe they have for the better.
Yeah, maybe. We can only hope. So what do you think? Close it down for today or put it on the ground?
We need to put it on the ground. We definitely are coming in for a landing. Put your tray table up and it's upright and locked position. And, you know, take whatever you took out of the overheads and put that back because things may have shifted during flight.
Should I extinguish my smoking materials?
extinguish your smoking materials.
All right.
And only you and I will remember what that's all about.
Right. We wistfully recall the days when we could smoke.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we could use it. You could sit there and have a smoke and a drink and watch us go over the United States from mostly like from east to west was my favorite part.
But, oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm older than you, so I remember when the airline would give cigarettes to us with our very tasty meal.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, four cigarette packs they would give you with the meal.
Oh, that's, you know, that's all right. You know, I could go for that.
Yeah, not a problem. But now those days are gone forever.
No more fun for us.
No. So
you have to cram yourself into a seat that, you know, a good sized child is, you know, tied in.
Well, sure. And then you got a screaming baby at least on one side and probably somebody who's never stopped eating their whole lives on the other side.
Well, you know, here's your fun fact before we shut this down for this particular episode. The people that build seats for aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There are a number of industry standards for various things in an aircraft, as there is in every commercial vehicle. The part that I want to point out to folks is that the measurement they're using for the width of an airline seat was established back in 1963. Now let's think about this for a minute. What part of our anatomy has grown considerably since 1963 in width and breadth?
My head has gotten much bigger. I have gained much knowledge since I was 15 years old.
I wasn't thinking about that part. But,
okay. Well, that's the one I'm going to concentrate on.
Okay. Well, let's go with that.
Okay. Very good. I feel better there. Well, once again, a factoid comes our way and we chew it up and spit it out. Oh, boy. Somebody sprinkling fairy dust on you?
Yes. It comes around quite often in my office. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We love having you. We're looking forward to next time. We always do. But in the meantime, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy and sole proprietor for the MedicareForTheLazyMan.com.
And hawker of the 2021 book.
Bye-bye.